Gemara says on the bottom of Chof Gimel Beis, Damar Vida Mashal Behani Tasmila Vida Rabbanan the Mishana B'Milayav. There are three things that it's normal for a Talmud Chacham to be Mishana, B'Mesaches, B'Purya, V'Ushpiza. So what does it mean B'Purya? So Rashi learns B'Purya has to do with Tasha Shemita. The word Purya means a Mita, a bed. Tosfos also learns it has to do with a Mita. They have a different Mahacham explaining what it means to be Mishana B'Purya. But it's well known, the Pirish of the Marsha over here, the Marsha is a very Chiddush Dukkah Pirish, V'Nagiatinani Diyama of Purim. And Marsha says like this, he says to do that the word Purya is the word used in Chazal to refer to Purim. Chayv inush b'simi b'Purya adol yada. So the word Purya means Purim, and there's a chiv to drink adol yada. So it's like the Marsha that al pi Marsha kasa perakam again chayv inush b'simi b'Purya adol yada. But our Hamel Baruch Mordechai, it's like the Marsha, but the Gemara means avidi rabbanan de mishanin loyem de lo yada gamim huayin mevusim kol kach v'yada. So it's normal for a Talmud Chacham to lie and say that he reached the Madrega Ba'ad L'Yada, even though he did not really reach the Madrega Ba'ad L'Yada. That's mutter for him to do, and that's what it means. But Purya is allowed to lie about on the day of Purim, l'gabi the din of Ba'ad L'Yada. That's what learns pshat in the Gemara. Now the Pella is, that sounds like from Marsha, that this is something that is mutter and right for a Talmud Chacham to do, to say he was Mekayim Ba'ad L'Yada, even though he wasn't Mekayim. The Shaila is, why is a Talmud Chacham pater from being Mekayim the Mitzvah Ba'ad L'Yada? L'chari has to be Mekayim like anyone else. Where's the heter for a Talmud Chacham not to be mekayim this mitzvah? And the Pasha says that the pshat would be like, if you look in the Mechaber in Tafir Sadi, hey, he says, Chayv inesh v'sum v'pur yad l'yada b'no hamel baruch mardachai. Mechaber says, it's a chiv to get drunk ad l'yada. But the Ramah says, v'sh aymem den tzarech l'hishtaka kol kach, l'y yishtar yosem l'imudai, v'yishan v'mitach shiyashin en yodeh b'no hamel baruch mardachai. So the Ramah brings down that there are those who say that a person is not mechuyiv to literally get drunk, but you just have to be Shaisa more in the limuda, drink a little bit more than you usually drink, and then you should fall asleep. And when you're asleep, you don't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Mordechai. And the Mishnah brings down over here, that's a proper thing to do. So Be'etzem, a Talmud Chacham has a right to be nagi like the Ramban. The Mishnah says that is the proper thing to do, l'chatchila, and he doesn't have to literally get drunk. But during his Shena, the Kim Mitaych Hayayin, that's how he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Adol Yada. But Lamaisa, many people are Mekami Kipshuta, like the Mechaber, so the people around him might all be Adol Yada Kipshuta, and they might be telling on him, you know, why are you not also being Mekami Adol Yada? So in order to not be Parish Menatzibur, in order to show that he's no different than them, it's mutter for him to be Meshana and say that he's Adol Yada, literally, even though he's not literally Adol Yada. But how is he Mekami the Mitzvah? He's Mekami Mitzvah like the Ramah, through his sleeping, and that way he's Mekami L'chatchila, but Avadi is Mechaber in the Mitzvah Adol Yada. Agav, I think that they're... The Bederech Ramez, you could say that this is the Makkah of the Ramah. Where does Ramah get this from, that the mitzvah Adol Yada is to go to sleep, and by sleeping you're Mekayim Adol Yada? Where does it say anything about sleeping in the Gemara? But it's before now Gemara that the word Purya can mean two things. It can mean a bed, and it can mean Purim. So after it's Merumas and the statement of Chayv Inesh of Asumi B'Purya Adol Yada, that it doesn't just mean you're Chayv to Mishtaker on Purim, but you're Chayv to Mishtaker B'Purya in your bed, meaning that through the Shechus you go to your bed, you go to sleep, and that's how you Mekayim the mitzvah of Adol Yada. Just want to be Messiah with a very nice pshat I saw from David Kainshita, the Chavner of Shiva, saying a different teretz. What's the pshat in this din that a Talmud Chacham is pater from the mitzvah of Adol Yada? And he says that he's taka pater, because as he said, the mitzvah of Adol Yada is that your chitzenius and your pnimius should be the same. The whole year we walk around with a certain chitzenius tikka mahalach, but pnimius we feel differently. We hide our pnimius. Our pnimius is not necessarily equal to our chitzanius. So on Purim, a person is supposed to be Mekayim Adol Yada. His pnimius should go out and equal his chitzanius. He should be able to live up to that hishtakikus that he shows on his chitzanius. That should taka become his pnimius. That's what you're supposed to reach through the mitzvah Adol Yada. But he says the Talmud Chacham is supposed to always be on the Madrega. The Gemara says, "Ani Talmud Chacham shein teicher kebar in the Talmud Chacham." So the Talmud Chacham, the whole year he's on the Madrega, where his pnimius equals his chitzenius, and whatever he shows on his chitzenius is what he really wants, what he really means. So Yitaka doesn't have to mekayim the mitzvah Adol Yada kipshuta. He doesn't have to drink to reach that Madrega, because he's always on that Madrega. It's only someone who's not of the Madrega has to have the yain in order to bring him to that Madrega where the pnimius equals his chitzenius. And for that reason, Talmud Chacham is mutter to be Mishana, because it doesn't have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kipshutai.